you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
There is a confession of our hearts, and there's a confession of our lips. And when these two harmonize, we become mighty in our prayer life and in our Christian life. You got to harmonize the confession of your heart, what you're believing, and the confession of your mouth, what you're saying. And I'm telling you, you get those two together. If you've been fighting a spiritual wall for years, you get those two together, that wall will crumble. If you're in the area, let's say in tithing, you're in the area where, God, I just can't afford to tithe. But you can't afford not to if you got a real revelation of the word. But you look and say, God, I just can't afford to tithe. Oh, I just don't know. It's so tough. And you say, Lord, look, I'm going to go ahead and believe you. I'm going to taste and see that the word is good. I'm going to walk in faith, Lord. I'm going to go ahead and write this out. And I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to sow it into the kingdom. And you keep believing. Keep your confession. Remember, your heart's right to do it. And then keep your confession right. I'm not going to run out of money today. Don't walk off saying, oh, man, I'm going to run out of money. I'm not going to get my bills paid. No, you say, I sold into the kingdom of God. And the word of God says that if I bring into a storehouse, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that's too great for me to contain in Malachi 3:5. And I believe I have a blessing that's too great to contain. I'm not short. I'm over. I'm not under. I'm above. And you confess that. And you keep confessing that until you believe it in your heart. And then when you get that faith in your heart and that confession with your mouth harmonizing, things will break loose in prayer. Things will break loose in your life. You begin to pray for people and things change. The reason so many Christians are defeated is because they have a negative confession. They always are talking about their weaknesses, their failures, and invariably, they sink to the level of their confession. Oh, if you can change the way you talk, you change the way you live, you change the results you get in life. But we're told to fight that good fight of faith we started off with. When we fight the good fight of faith, as the Apostle Paul admonished, we can step out of the narrow place of failure and weaknesses in which we live into the boundless power of God. If we look at Satan and say, Mr. Devil, let me tell you something with your nappy head. Let me talk to you about something. And this is what I want to say to you. I said, you cannot bring the six enemies of faith to me because I know that I'm a new creature and that what I did is not held against me. I know that. And you go and you tell him, Mr. Devil, let me tell you something else. I know and understand who I am in Christ. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. And I don't care what you say about me not having this or what you're showing me the mountains of the world and saying, look at here, you can't be blessed. Look at this. I don't care. I'm blessed because I believe the word of God. I walk by faith, not by sight. I don't care what I see. Now, I'm wise, and I do things to create the circumstances to be the way I want them to be, but I've made mistakes in the past, but God, when I repent, will take that away from me and still deliver me out of it. There's no trouble that you can get into that God cannot deliver you out when you repent and your heart is right. And Mr. Devil, I know who I am in Christ. I'm a child of the living God. Don't try and make me feel unworthy. I know who I am. I'm a child of the living God. Point number three, you look at him and say, Mr. Devil, I'm going to tell you something else. I understand my righteousness. I understand my righteousness is not in me. My righteousness is not in how good I am, because if I go on how good I am and how nice I've been to God and how wonderful, I wouldn't deserve him to even listen to my voice because I haven't been good enough. But my righteousness before God is not established by how good I am. My righteousness by God is established through faith in Jesus Christ. His righteousness is imputed unto me. And I swapped out his righteousness for my sin. What a bargain. Jesus, look, I'll take your pure life and your righteousness, and here you take my sin and go to the cross. That's what he did nearly 2,000 years ago. And you look at the devil and say, no, Mr. Devil, I can go boldly before the throne of grace to obtain grace to help in the time of need. I can because I'm coming under the blood of Jesus. I know I did such and such, but I'm not coming under that. That's been confessed. That's been put away. I'm coming because of faith in Jesus. And my father said, if you got faith in Jesus, come on up. Come on up to the throne room. Let's talk, son. daughter, come on in boldly and obtain grace to help. Number four, I look at him, I say, Mr. Devil, I'll tell you something else. I know that I can use the name of Jesus, and that in his name I can lay hands on the sick, and that in his name serpents will not harm me, that his name I can pray to the Father and ask, and the Father will give it me because I ask in the name of Jesus. Number five, I can look at him and say, Mr. Devil, I act on the word. I'm not like a man who looks in the mirror and walks away and never changes and never improves himself. I know what the word says. I see what the word says. I do the word. I'm a doer of the word. Therefore, I'm not condemned. I can stand boldly before you, boldly before God, and I can go and stand boldly before people, and I can minister the word of God. And I can show people. I don't have the testimony of, well, you know, I cheat on my taxes, and this person cheats, and I really can't say anything to them because, you know, I'd be a hypocrite. My testimony is bad as theirs. No, you walk according to the word so that you can stand boldly to people and say, I don't do that.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
I'm a doer of the word, therefore I'm not condemned. I can stand boldly before you, boldly before God, and I can go and stand boldly before people, and I can minister the word of God. And I can show people. I don't have the testimony of, well, you know, I cheat on my taxes, and this person cheats, and I really can't say anything to them because, you know, I'd be a hypocrite. My testimony is bad as theirs. No, you walk according to the word so that you can stand boldly to people and say, I don't do that. I was saying last week, something that happened here just recently. Helen and I went into Kmart, we went to Kmart and we were buying some picture frames. And these frames stick together real tight. And the lady obviously grabbed them out and ran them both through and charged us one time. Now, when she said the price, I didn't think anything. We just paid and went out the door. So maybe the half price, I don't know. But then I said, you know what, I have something unction on the inside. I better check that because, you know, I wouldn't want to cheat the people. I said, Helen, get the receipt out the bag. Helen took the receipt out of the bag. We looked at the receipt and the receipt only had one. She only charged us for one. It was $2.43, I think it was, and she only charged us for one, and we were out the store. She gave us one. I could have said it was her fault for giving it to me. I'm not going back over there, spend my gas going back there. But what does the word say? The word said, provide all things just and honest before all men. And she would never know. Somebody had no inventory time, but she would never know. But I would know. I would know that I had something that didn't belong to me. Now, the word of God calls that stealing, even though you might say, well, she put it in there. I call it a gift. Praise God. Glory to God for giving me that. It's kind of like somebody in front of you believe in God for money, and then somebody in front of you in the line will put their wallet away, and they drop a 20, and you wait for them leaving, and you pick it up and say, thank you, Jesus. You stole that money, and thank you, Jesus, nothing. You stole that, because if God gave it to you, you could say, sir, you dropped this. Would you like that back? And if he's the vessel God's using, that man will turn around to you and say, go ahead and keep it, because I would have lost it, would have been gone. You go ahead and keep it. I appreciate it. Because he might be wealthy. He might be, I got to go out the door. Just keep the money. See, when God gives it to you, there's no strings attached. If God gives it to you, he gives you to you in the open and forthright. He doesn't have to slide one of those things through and the lady not accidentally see one for me to cheat Kmart for him to bless me. And I know that. The word teaches that. So we were in the car and we went to somewhere else and we got in the car and we said, let's go back. We went back in there. We went through the line. The lady wasn't there anymore, so she closed her counter and we went through another line. I said, look, here's the receipt. We got two of these. I took them both back. The lady only charged me for one. And that lady was shocked. You came back? For $2.43, you came back? I said, look, if anybody ever say we did it, we can boldly and of a clear conscience look and say, no, I didn't steal that because I don't steal. If I did it, I didn't know. There was an extra one in there. I didn't know. You know why? Because when I do know, we make it right. And you think I needed $2.43? Some folks would walk right on off. I mean, it'd be a whole lot more temptation if you bought a car and they packed an extra one in the trunk. And you got home and said, I got two cars. Oh, you can go drive this car away. But even then, the principle's the same with the word of God. You can have that good conscience. You can know, hey, I'm a child of God. I walk by the word. And you know what? There's a faith you have and a boldness that you have in that faith when you know you obey the word. So therefore, Mr. Devil, I know I obey the word. So you're not going to hinder my faith like that. You're not going to use the enemy number five to hinder my faith. What about number six? A failure to hold a confession. Nope. I don't care what I see. I believe what I say it. And I say it with the word of God said. I line my lips up with the word of God. I line my words up with God's word. And it happened because I lined my lips up. I don't care what I see. People walk by sight and all kinds of stuff. I said, no, That's not the way the word of God works. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And we're talking about six enemies to your faith. If you stand strong in those things and you resist the devil, just like it says in James, he will flee from you every time. If you resist the devil. And what do you say? You say just like Jesus said. When the devil was tempting him and promising him the whole world and all this, that, and the other, if he'd only just bow down before Satan, he looked at him and said, you know what, Satan? With your nappy head. It's written a man should not live by bread alone. I know I've been on a 30-day fast and I'm hungry as heck and I could eat everything in the world. I could eat anything around here. But you're tempting me with bread. You're tempting me with something I really want after a 30-day fast. But you know what? It's written a man should not live by bread alone. And when the devil's tempting you with $2.43 or tempting you with $2,000 or tempting you not to do this or not to do that or not to obey the word, you look at him and you say, devil, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to tell it to you one time. Man does not live except by the word of God. And I will live and obey the word. And when you get to that point, and it's just a matter of deciding to obey the word you know, God didn't hold you accountable for what you don't know, but just deciding to obey what you know, you'd be surprised how things will break loose spiritually. All of a sudden, you'll pray, and guess what? You'll get results. You'll pray for people, and they'll get healed. You'll believe God for finances, and they'll come. And it won't take forever to get there. You know why? Because you come in line with the word and the will of God. And it tells us in James, 1 John 5, that when we ask for those things, if we ask anything in accordance with his will, this is the assurance that we have. This is the assurance. We know that we have it because we asked it in accordance with his will. And I'm telling you, when you get to that plateau, when you break through in your faith, and you break through in that boldness, and you start to see things, you'll realize you're a powerhouse. You'll tell the devil and anybody following him, you get out of my way because I'm coming through. You can get in, you can get out, or you can get run over, but I'm coming through in faith. Praise God. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for the word today and last week, Lord, teaching us six enemies to faith. We thank you, Father, that your word says, be not ignorant of the enemy's devices. For your word, Father, has taught us and spoken to us that if we're ignorant of the devices, he'll come against us. But we revealed and exposed six enemies to our faith, and we'll walk in the knowledge of that revelation, and Satan will not be able to come against us in those areas and prevail, but our faith shall be strengthened and made strong.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community.